Melachim Aleph Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ve'yasal Yitzkiyo ben Kanan Karni Barzel. Ve'yamar Kormar Hashem Be'ele Tanaga Chesaram Ad Kaloisam. So Yitzkiyo ben Kanan was one of the Nevi'a Sheker, one of the false Nevi'im. And as we mentioned last time, the Nevi'us, the prophecy they had, was a lie, but it did come from Hashem. Meaning Hashem is giving them this information, so to speak. We'll see later on how that plays a role. We're going to see how that works out. But in any case, so over here we find that Tzidkio ben Kanana, one of these false Nevi'im, is experiencing this prophecy to the extent that he's even creating these karni barzel, these iron horns, and he's telling the king Yehoshaphat and Ahab, you can use these to go ahead and destroy your enemy. Right, all the Nevi'im join him and say, yes, you can go ahead, you'll be victorious, you'll be successful. Now, we mentioned last time also that in Pasuk Yud it says that the fact that they were giving over this Nevi'us, this prophecy in public, that was another sign that this prophecy was false, was not true. Why? Because typically, a Navi, a prophet, when he would experience a Nevi'us, he would have to go out to the middle of nowhere. He would go out to the desert. Right? We find Moshe Rabbeinu, right? All the Nevi'im, all the Shiva Raim, seven shepherds of the Jewish people, they were all shepherds at some point of their lives. Why? Because in order to reach the level of real prophecy, you need to be out in the wilderness. You need to be out in the middle of nowhere so you can work on yourself and purify yourself and really refine your personality to grow and become a real prophet. That's the only way. And that's how a real prophet experiences Nevi'us. He experiences prophecy. But what's going on over here is that the kings, Yehoshaphat and Ahab, are sitting in a public place in front of everybody. Not exactly the middle of nowhere, excuse me, and the Nevi'im, these prophets, are experiencing Nevuah, so to speak, in front of all the people, right, in front of the kings. So that was another sign that their Nevi'us is not real, rather it's false. And so they're saying, so now these Nevi'im are saying, Hashem will, it's as if they're saying that Hashem said that He will in fact give you Ramez Gilad in your hands. You'll be able to conquer it.
I missed you last week, but I just saw before that they were both sitting there.
Yeah.
Both kings.
Yeah, Yehoshaphat and Ahab, yes.
So which one?
They were together.
He says, "Hey, deliver it in the king's hand." Who's he talking about? Which one? Which king?
Which king is he referring to in particular? It's a good question. I don't know which one in particular, but if they would be speaking to anybody,
well,
they would be speaking.
I mean, which army is supposed to go and fight?
Well, they were going to fight together. One of the pesukim last week we saw,
together?
Yeah, is that he tells him in Pasuk Dalet, Ahav turns to Yehoshaphat and he tells him, "Kamoini kamoicha," right? I am like you. Ke'ami ke'amcha, my men are like your men, are with your men. Kesusai kesusecha, my horses are with your horses. We're all going to go up in one group.
All right.
Right. Kamani kamoicha, by the way, I am like you, means that they were actually related. He was his mechotonista. They're related. In any case, so this is what's going on. And while this is all happening, the messenger that went to go get the real Navi Michio is coming back. Pasuk Gimel, V'amalach asher halach likroi Michio, Dibra Elav Lemar, Hine Na, Dibra Anavim, Pech Ad Toiv El Amelach. Yihina Dvarcha, Kidvar Achad Mehem, V'dibar Tatoiv. So the Malach, the messenger, turns to Michio and he tells him, look, you see all these Navim, you see all these prophets, they're giving prophecy that the king will be victorious. He will be successful. So I think he's basically telling him, he's trying to give him the message that he should give off the same prophecy that these other Navim are giving.
He's trying to tell him what to do.
Yeah, he's trying to tell him exactly what to do. But, unfortunately for him, it doesn't really work like that. So, what does Michio say? Pasuk Yudalet, the name of Michio, Chai Hashem, the life of Hashem, ki es asher yoymar Hashem Eilai, oisoy adaber.
That's what I'm going to say.
Tells him, no.
I don't care.
It doesn't work like that. You can't tell me what to say. Whatever message Hashem gives to me, that is going to be my prophecy. You can't pre-order, you can't modify, you can't edit the prophecy to what you want to hear. It doesn't work like that. So, Pasuk Desvav, V'yavay el ha-melech, v'yoymer ha-melech elav, b'chiyo, ha-nelech l'romes gilad l'melchama im nechadal. So, Achav turns to Michio, and he tells him, he asks him the question directly, should we go out to war over Ramaz Gilad or not? Vayomer Ela, Michio tells him, Alev Atzlach, V'nosan Hashem, B'yad HaMelech. He tells him, oh, go ahead, you'll be successful, and Hashem will give you whatever you want. Yeah? Sounds pretty good. However, he was really fooling him. But, so Achav somehow realized, we're going to see in a minute, how he was fooling him. Pasuk design. V'yemer elav al-melech, ad kama pe'omim ani mishbi'echa, asher lo yisadaber elai rak emes b'shem Hashem. So Achav noticed there's something off with his Navius. So he tells him, I'm going to make you swear. Right?
He doesn't believe him.
Right? Because he already has history with this guy. He knows that this guy is not going to, doesn't like him. He doesn't, always going to give him a prophecy that's against his wishes and against him. All of a sudden, this Navi is now giving him a positive message. Right? How could that be? What's going on? All of a sudden, the tables are turned. So he's in disbelief. He tells him, I'm going to make you swear. You can't just tell me the truth. Tell me what Hashem tells you. Don't tell me whatever you want, whatever I want to hear. So, Pasuk Zayin continues, V'yemer Re'isi es kol Yisrael nefoitim el ha'horim katsoin asher ein lehim royeh. So he tells him, I see this vision. The Malbim explains, he really didn't get any nevuah. He didn't get any prophecy. Rather, he saw some kind of vision. Apparently, a vision is different than a prophecy. It's not really clear. But a prophecy seems to be like a direct message from Hashem. And this vision that he saw, he says, Soifa Isi, I was looking, I'm not sure exactly how, but he saw this vision with the Jewish people scattered over the mountains, like sheep without a shepherd. V'yemer Hashem, le'adonim le'ele, yeshuvu yishtabesa b'sholem. Hashem says, there is no master for these. However, each one of them is going to come home safely. So, first of all, how did Achav know that this Navi, that Michio, is in fact not saying the truth? So, Malbim explains that the way he realized that he was not saying the truth was the fact that he didn't say the name of Hashem. Yeah, he didn't say, B'Shem Hashem.
It's going triumph, but...
Right. I mean, he didn't say, Hashem told me, I mean, I'm saying this in the name of Hashem. He's not saying that.
Yeah.
So that was an indicator that he's not giving over prophecy.
What he says here, and when he says, go up and triumph, he didn't say God told me you're going to triumph, and then he says, and may the Lord deliver him in your hand. What do you mean may? It was a prophecy.
Right.
It wouldn't be, he's not really lying, but he's not, he's like using words to back up what he's trying to say here, even though it's not true.
Right. So it's either he's giving him just a bracha, right? Just giving him a blessing. May it be God's will, so to speak, that, that you will be successful at war. But he's not actually giving him what Hashem said, Hashem's word. It's not what he's doing that. Or that's one explanation.
Well, that's... I could bring... But this, the way you talk from in the Sedra, when Yaakov goes in, he says, who are you? He says, I am Yaakov. And then he says,
and then
Esav is yours.
Right.
He's really not lying. He's trying to, not be completely wrong.
Right. So another explanation is that really what he was doing over there is he's being sarcastic. Why? Because he's using the same words that the Nevi HaSherah, this false Nevi'im, used, right? He's using exactly the same words. He tells Malev Atzlach, go up and you'll be successful. Ve'itan Hashem b'yada melech. Hashem will put Ramas Gilad in your hands. So he's using the same words, but he's being sarcastic. He's saying, yeah, sure, go ahead, you'll be successful, just like the false Nevi'im told you. He's really being sarcastic with him, and he's telling him that, you'll be successful, but in fact, he's not going to be.
He's just telling him what he wants to happen.
Right. What he wants to hear, yeah. So now let's analyze what the vision that Michio saw. So what does he see? He sees the Jewish people, the soldiers, scattered all over the mountains. And it says, Vayomer Hashem le'adonim le'ele. They don't have a master. Meaning what? Meaning that Achav is going to die at war. Because the Jewish people are not going to have a master anymore. However, the Jewish people go back home safely. Now, how could that be? They're out at war, right? All of them are going to return back home safely. So, the Malbim says, the Ralbag explains, that really, true, at war, some of them die. However, most of them are going to go home safely. There will be very few that will die, because it's war. That's what happens in war. But most of them are going to get home safely, and that's what he's referring to. So let's continue. Pasuk Yeches. Ve'emer Melech Yisrael El Yehoshaphat. So Achav turns to Yehoshaphat and he tells him, Eli Amarti Alecha Lo Yisna Be'olai Toiv Ki Imra. He tells him, see what I told you? I knew what's going to happen. I knew that this guy, Michiel, is going to be bad news for me. Because he doesn't like me. Every time he brings in a voice, he brings a prophecy, it's always against me. Now, the Ralbag points out over here that even though he didn't really like Michiel, he did take his word seriously, and what he did was he disguised himself at war, because he thought that the prophecy was that they were going to kill the king. But if he disguised himself as one of the soldiers, then he's not going to be killed, because he's not dressed up as a king. However, he didn't realize that this is the klala, this is the curse that's coming into fruition, that he's now going to die. And all of his household is going to be killed as well. That's going to happen later on, during the times of his sons. But what's happening over here is that he's telling him that he's thinking that as long as he disguises himself, the nevuah will not come true. That's what he's delusioning. Right? Yeah, he's living in delusion. So let's continue. Pasuk Yotes. V'yomer lechen shema dvar Hashem ra'isi es Hashem yoyeshev al kisoi v'chol tzva shamayim oymed olav miminoi umismayloi. He's telling him, this is Dvar Hashem. This is the Navi speaking, right? He's saying, this is the word of Hashem. So the Malbim over here explains what's going on over here, right? Because we find this very confusing scenario. On one hand, you have these Nevi'i Asher, these false Nevi'im. They're giving a Nevuah that Achav will be successful. But that Nevuah, as we mentioned before, is a false Nevuah. It's not real. But it did come from Hashem. Then we've got this Navi, this real Navi, from Hashem, Hashem's Navi. And he's going ahead, first he's making fun of Achav, telling him, yeah, sure, go ahead, you'll be successful, right? Ha ha. And then he's going ahead and he tells him the truth. He tells him, no, really, you're going to die, but the people are going to go back home, they're going to be saved. Right? So now he's kind of saying this vision of what's going on in Shemayim. Right? Hashem is sitting on his throne, and all the malachim are standing around him, on his right and on his left.
Who said this?
This is the Navi.
Is it Michael?
Yeah. Michael, yes.
He sees Hashem sitting with them, and he's asking them who's going to entice him to go to war, and he's going to get killed like he's supposed
right.
to.
Right. Yeah, so the Malbim explains that the reason why the Nevi'i Asher received the Nevuah that he's going to be successful, that came from the spirit of Achav. Because Achav was so determined, he was so full of energy, and he really wanted to go out to war. That's why that inspired these Nevi'i Asher, these false Nevi'im, to receive this Nevuah where he's going to be successful. They were inspired by him, so to speak. Because what's happening is the Avera of Achav has... It creates some kind of spiritual force, and that causes him to awaken the spirit that's going to cause him to go out to war, which is these false Nevi'im. They're the ones who are telling him to go out to war, and that he's going to be successful. But that's really where it's sourced from. It's sourced from the Aver, from the sin of Achav. That inspired him to go out to war, and that inspired the Nevi'im, these false Nevi'im, to give him this false Nevuah, this false prophecy that he's going to go out to war and be successful. But Achav saw that the Navi, the Navi saw that Hashem is sitting on his throne, right? Anytime it says that Hashem is sitting on his throne, that is alluding to the fact of judgment. Right, Hashem says on Rosh Hashanah, it says that Hashem is sitting on his throne. Right, so that's referring to judgment, meaning that Hashem is now judging Achav over his averus, over his sins, and now the punishment that he is supposed to receive is coming to fruition. And he's got his army, so to speak, his malachim, his angels, standing on his right. The malachim that are standing on the right are referring to the malachim who bring about nisim, they bring about miracles. And then the angels that are on his left, they are the ones that bring about natural occurrences.
Didn't I say this supports my contention? He's saying that he don't like me, that the nevuos he brings me are not from Hashem, they're his own personal thing, because he don't like me.
Right.
That's
that's what he thought, but he's wrong.
Not the result of divine salvation, but rather a result of his hatred towards me.
Right. That's what he thought, but he was wrong. Right? Michiel says explicitly that all he says is whatever Hashem tells him. Right? We saw it before when the messenger told him, oh, look at all these other Nevi'im, they're giving over a Nevi'us that the king will be successful, why don't you join them and say the same thing? And he says, no, I can only say whatever Hashem tells me. So I just want to elaborate for a second on what's going on over here in this pasuk. Right, when you find the angels on the right of Hashem, they're in charge of miracles, and the angels on the left of Hashem are in charge of natural occurrences. We find a similar idea in regards to Mashiach coming. When it says Mashiach will come, many times it refers to Kase Hayomin, right? The end. Right, people. Many people make a mistake. They think it's Kets Hayomim, the end of days. But no, in Hebrew it says Kets Hayomim, the end of the right. What does it mean? End of the right. Right, Yomim is your right hand. Yomim, your right hand. So the commentators explain that Kets Hayomim means that while the Jewish people are in exile, Hashem brings about the existence of the Jewish people in a more natural occurrence, right? There are no open miracles that are done for them while the Jewish people are in exile. And yes, the Jewish people will still be around. The fact that they're still around is definitely a huge miracle in and of itself. The fact that we survived 2,000 years in exile and we ended up back in our homeland 2,000 years later, that is definitely a huge miracle. But it's not an open and overt miracle. There were no open and overt miracles done throughout history. However, once the Jewish people are in their land, once the exile is over and Mashiach comes, then what's going to happen is Kates Hayomi, the end of the right, meaning that Hashem, so to speak, has his right hand tied behind his back, referring to the fact that the right hand of Hashem is referring to miracles, as we see over here. So the miracles that Hashem typically performs for the Jewish people when they're on their land, when they're with the Beis HaMikdash, that does not happen when they're exiled. But once Mashiach comes, then the end of the right is going to come about, meaning the end of Hashem's right hand behind his back is going to come to an end. That's why it says Kates Hayomim, the end of the right, the end of Hashem's right hand behind his back, and from then on Hashem's right hand will be out there in front, so to speak, performing miracles for the Jewish people. That's why it's called Kates Hayomim, the end of the right. Okay, so now this is really, we're going to stop here. Next week we're going to see how Hashem, so to speak, has this this conversation in Shemaim, and he poses the question, who's going to go ahead and seduce Achav to go out to war? Who's going to get him to go out to war? And we find that his sin with Navais is now coming to bite him, and it says that the Ruach of Navais, the spirit of Navais, whatever that means, we'll see what that means next week. The spirit of Navis, that was the one to go ahead and entice Achav, convince Achav to go out to war.
When it says a spirit,
yeah. What, that's the spirit of Navis.
Okay.
The one that he killed. Remember over the vineyard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that is now going to bite him, and that's going to cause him to now go to war and eventually be killed. Okay, we'll stop here.